Learning Mesechnas Bein Daf Beis Amin Beis. The Gemara is discussing Rav Nachman's Pshat in the Mishnah. Beis Nol De Biyadav Veshamayim Teichel Beisolam Eloi Teichel. That if the egg is laid on Yantav, Veshamayim says you can eat it, Beisol says you cannot. Rav Nachman said that it's a Tarnagoilus and Menes the God Lebeitzim. The Tarnagoilus is Muksa because it's for the purpose of raising eggs. It's not called Muchan. It was not intended to be eaten on Yantav, so it's Muksa. And therefore, the egg is also muksa. The egg is nailed. There's no swear of uchla de ifris. And Peshame holds, though, the Hashem is less than muksa. So even though it's a tiny gun of Semedes Gad Lebetzim, Manda less than muksa, less than nailed, there's no issa to eat the egg. The tiny gunless and egg is considered mukhan. And the Gemara explains that even though Rav Nachman said, Legabe Shabbos, that Peshame is the chumim, Besil is the kula, here by Yantif, the Mishnah says the other way, Beishamai is the Kula, Beisil is the Chumra. And the reason is because by Shabbos we find a Stam Mishnah that Muksa is Mutter. And that shows you Muksa is Mutter. According to Rabbi Huda, Ben Shmashis, who wasn't Aymed for Achilas Klavim, and therefore, it died on Shabbos, it would be a problem of Muksa or Nailut. And by Yantif, though, we have the mission of Aim of Akanatsim and Akarisim and Akarish Nishu Biyantif, and that goes like Rabbi Huda, that the Isser of cutting from a Kaira or a Kaira that broke on Yantif is an Isser of Muksa, and therefore goes like Rabbi Huda, and therefore on Yantif we pass on like Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara explains that the reason why Rabbi was Saisim by Shabbos Lachkula and by Yantif Lachumra is because Shabbos is Mochama, he won't be Mazalza with it. So Mela Rebbe was saysim like Abshem and Mekel, and also was saysim a machlokes beisham beisil, which also with beisil going lekula. Shenken yantif, which is killer, asul zuz lebe. So Rebbe was saysim that there is an issa muksa on yantif, and there's saysim that beisil should be the one that's the chumra that holds there is an issa muksa. So as a machlokes beishanim. It's interesting, Balamar, very interesting, Balamar. Balamar is a kashif. The Gemara that for Chesed Mabeis says, "Mi kamini de b'shamis shor b'yom kippurim aser." When we're dealing with rechitza, that tefillah is mutter on Shabbos because it seems like he's washing himself off. And the Gemara says, "In Yom Kippur, you don't have that heter." But the Gemara says, "Well, once it's mutter on Shabbos, it has to be mutter on Yom Kippur." So why can we say the same thing? Once muksa is mutter on Shabbos, it would have to be mutter on Yantif. Mi kamini de b'shamis shor b'yantif aser. Right, the Gemara there was talking about that tefillah is nirik hamisakein, but the reason why it's mutter is because it's not nirik hamisakein, because people will think he's just going to cool off, and in Yom Kippur you don't have that, but in Yom Kippur it's also mutter to be tevil, because mi kamini de b'sham asher mikurim aser. So here also you have the same problem. How would it be that Shamash, which is more chamer, it'd be mutter and yantif be aser? So the Balamar says a big chiddush. The Balamar says, the only time that muksa is asur on yantif is when we're dealing with something which is anyway asur on Shabbos. L'mashal, shchita of a tarnagolus semenes legal beitzim. So on Shabbos anyway there's an issa shchita. Well, let's say masikim mekalim ve masikim meshivrei kalim. So that's asur on yantif to use shivrei kalim for firewood. Shabbos anyway there's an issa to use shivrei kalim for firewood. Or here mevakim beitzim and akiris. So all these things, you'll never have something which is mutter on Shabbos, and that particular thing is asur on yantif. What's asur on yantif is things that you'd have the din of muksa on yantif on things which are anyway asur on Shabbos. That's the Balamar's rule. Now, l'chaya, how do you shtin that with beyish and olde b'yantif? Beyish and olde b'yantif, an egg, is, we're saying that it's asur on yantif, and a beyish and olde b'shabbos would apparently be mutter because we don't hold the muksa by Shabbos. So the Balamar says an egg also, on Yantif you could cook, but on Shabbos you can't cook it anyway. Elamai is an isser to swallow it down raw. That's not the main way that you use an egg. So Mela, we don't say that's something which on Shabbos it's mutter, and therefore on Yantif it has to be mutter, because you really can't use the eggs on Shabbos, because eggs are generally speaking eaten cooked, and if it was laid on Shabbos you won't be able to cook it anyway. And since Lamaisa, we're going to say that, and Asur and Yantif, who would then we're going to Asur it on Shabbos, because because the main purpose is for eating it cooked. Now you can't do it on Shabbos, you won't be able to eat it on Shabbos also. L'maisa, most Rishayim argue on the Balamor, all the Rishayim argue on the Balamor, they're on Bam brings rice, not only the Balamor. And he says, it's not a kasha. If there was a gzeir which is relevant on Yontif, not on Shabbos, the Chazal have a right to ask her on Yontif more than Shabbos. You don't have a kasha mi'ika midi. And the main point is, we want to ask the muksa on Yontif, because we don't want it to make it so easy to prepare things on Yontif. We'd rather people prepare things before Yontif, because that way they won't come to do any malachas iser on Yontif. So Rabbi Kveg is bothered. The Gemara says, why did they ask? The Gemara first says, why did they argue by Abaya? Let them argue about the Taranagailis. Chari is a tremendous kiddush that they argue by Abaya. The Taranagailis, it's more, you have more of a svarim that such a thing anyway is asur on Shabbos. So male, that's why it's asur on Yontif. And Bay, it's like a big kiddush because Bay wouldn't be asur on Shabbos. That's the effect of Rabbi Kveg. Al Kopanim, that's the Balamara's derech, that there's really no chiluk Shabbos in Yontif. It's just, what's mutter, what's asr on Yontif, the things that is a muksa on Yontif, which anyway corresponding to Shabbos would be asr, like shechting animals, like cooking food, like firewood, etc. Halacha l'maisa, the Rishonim have a machlek, is the Rif l'maisa passes like Rav Nachman, at the end of the Masechta, and so does the Rambam, Milchus Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yitzayim. And that's the Psak Halacha of the Rif. On Shabbos, it's mutter muksa, and Yontif it's asa muksa. It doesn't make the chiluk the Balamara makes. Stam, that's what he holds. Now, a lot of Rishonim say, what do you mean? We don't paskin like Rav Nachman. The Gemara ended up saying, being deicha Rav Nachman's akimta. Because, lefugum b'ten t'hanagailis. So Gemara says, elo amirava, loyalam t'hanagailis medes l'achila. And the other two amirim also say that we're talking about t'hanagailis medes l'achila. And the other reasons why it's asa. But the Rif holds, okay, we didn't want to say Daichad Ibshan in the Mishnah, but the Etzim Allah of Rav Nachman, this Chilti Shamas Yantav is Allah Alamais. That's what the Rif and the Rambam hold. The Rosh at the end of the Masechta brings Rishainim, the Paskin completely like Rav Shimon, but he also brings Rishainim, the Bahag, the Rach, the Rabbeinu Tam, that's Mechalti Muksa and Neulet. Not no Chilti Shamas and Yantav, but by Muksa we pass him like Rav Shimon, by Neulet we pass him like Rav Yehuda. The Rosh himself holds that we pass him like Rav Shimon, whether Shabbos, Yontif, Muksa, or Neilut. Shulchan Aruch Simon Tov Tzad, a case of Dalad, passes like the Rif in the Rambam, and by Shabbos there's no Issa Muksa, and by Yontif there is, and there's a Chol to Yontif and Shabbos, but the Rambam brings the Yeshayimim, that even Yontif it's Mutter, but Neilut is Asr, and Neilut is Asr even on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah there, Sefkat and Yitzayin, Simon Tov Tzad, a K, holds Halacha L'maisa, you could be Mekel by Muksa on Yontif, you could also be Mekel Neilut on Shabbos, but you can't be Mekel Neilut on Yontif, that much not. The Rif and the Rambam Paskin Neilut on Shabbos is Mutter, we could be Mekel like them. Kamri Shein and Paskin Muksa is Mutter on Yontif, we could make it like them. But Neilut on Yontif already, with both the Rif and the Rambam hold it's also because El Stam Muksa is also on Yontif, and there have been a time, and the Bag also holds us because they hold that Stam Neilut is always also. So Neilut on Shabbos will Machma, because that's Rav Rishainim. So here's an interesting shaila. There's a shaila Shuvah Zeis Ranan that asks the shaila. Chelik Beisim and Zayin, he calls it a Safik Otzim. What's the din? And this is true according to Rav Nachman, and this is true Halacha L'maisa, according to the Rambam and the Rif, or even according to the Psak and Mishnah Berurah by Neilut. What's the din if it's Shabbos and Yontif together? Do we say you have the Heter of Shabbos, because it's Chamal Asa Zuzuli Bey? Or do we say, no, that's in the Ikar Halacha, that by Shabbos we say, we're not going to be Machal Muksal in Shabbos, we're all in Yontif. But now it happens to be Yontif, you can't be Mekal on Muksal just because it also happens to be Shabbos. Hazek Leit Achreinim HaShailam. Shal Shuv is Eishvan HaChelik Beisim in Zayin HaIzdalad. I saw, brought down the Shal Shuv is Rav Palim from the Ben Ishchai. He nems on to be Matir. It's a Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed. But other achrayim neman to be machmel like Abshleim Meklugam in the Tshuva Se'elf Achshleim Simin Shin Lamed Beis. There are Sameach Chol Chashabbos Perik Beis Lachetes. They neman once they asked Muksan Yontif, so it doesn't matter. It's also Shabbos. Shalas, is it the pshad is that they weren't geizer on Shabbos, but they were geizer on Yontif, or is it the pshad that the Shabbos that's more chama makes a heta for the muksa? I guess that's a tutsladim. Achrayim speak about it. Now, one interesting is about muksa, before we move on, which is negated to the discussion we had the previous year in that Bezim and Aleph. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Where was it sasim like Rabbi Huda? The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Eim evak and eitzim in akaris. When you have beams you can take firewood from the beams. You also can't take firewood from a beam that broke on Yom Tov. So Taisa says, the Reisha, we're not bringing from the Reisha. The Reisha is not a Raya that we're sussing like a Pshemet, because when you're chopping from the beams, the Gemara there says it's talking about a Savishal Kairos, a pile of beams, and that's Muksa Maksa Sarin case. That's building, that's construction material. No one touches the construction material. It's Muksa Maksa Sarin case. Even if Shem has made it to that case. But the case that we're bringing from is Kairos and Ishbra. You have a roof, you have a beam that broke, it was in a building, and then it broke, and you want to now use the broken beam for firewood. So that's a question of Muksa. Earlier that day, you couldn't use it, because it would be a problem of stiris oil. So Mamela, it's a machlokes in Shimon. Tais asks the kasha, where's the yeshiv who mitzapa? But the nair you need that he should be waiting, he should be anticipating being able to use. He says, here, so if the beam broke, obviously it wasn't all that sturdy to begin with. There's the yeshiv who mitzapa masat yishabu kirasai. So Rabbi Kveikis says a very interesting svar. He says, if it wouldn't be for Taisus, I would say a different, I would argue. And halacha l'maisa, he does clear to taka argue on Taisus. And he says like this. He says, Reb Shimon is maidem a muksa maksa sarin kis. He would say, that's when it's still muksa maksa sarin kis. I'll give an example. You have a sakin shel mila, or a sakin shel shchita. You have someone who's a male, he has his male knife, that is muksa maksa sarin kis. Nobody touches the male knife, no one uses it for anything. You have a sheikhet, he has in his case a sheikhet knife, that's muksa maksa sarin kis. Let's say he's in a pinch, he needs a knife to cut some tomatoes. It's also even according to Reb Shimon. It's muksa maksa sarin kis. But that's because at this point, it's still a shkita knife or a mila knife. That's what it is. The metzias, that's what it is. So it's muksa. It's muksa maksa sarin kis. But let's say sometime in the middle of Shabbos, this sheikhet or mail decides, nah, this knife's no good. I don't want it anymore. I'm putting it in my kitchen to cut tomatoes. So it is not muksa maksa sarin kis anymore, says Rabbi Kivega. It's not. It's there in the kitchen drawer for tomatoes. Why are you going to answer? Because it was muksa maksa sarin kis. That's migudas ketzayi ben ishmash yisrael kuleyema. But Reb Shimon doesn't hold that. Reb Shimon doesn't hold the migudas ketzayi. Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. So even though he holds the muksa maksa sarin kis, that's when it is still now muksa maksa sarin kis. But when it's no longer muksa maksa sarin kis, so then, even Reb Shimon would hold its mutter. Now, he says a shtickle here in the Chedusha of Kivega. He also says a shtickle in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Simon Shin Ches. Here he's talking about if it broke. If you have something which is muksa, which broke, so therefore, it's no longer muksa. Yeshuv Msapa, even though originally it was muksa, maksa, sarin, kis, but so what? It's not muksa anymore. It broke. Elam, are you going to say it's muksa because migdus ketzayi originally is muksa maksa sarin kis? Reb Shimon doesn't hold that way. There he says a similar case. It didn't break, but you don't want to use it for the maksa sarin kis anymore. You decided to put the knife together with your regular kitchen knives, and he also holds it's mutter because it's no longer maksa sarin kis. The same svar, and he brings over there Taisus and Mavur Natavay, and he says sarachli Ian Gadol. It sounds a bit like. He understands Taisus saying Nalakim, but he doesn't understand the Svara, and he would like to pass Ganalak Taisus. Well, Lachar, this is totally on the Chakir we said before. Is it Pshat Reb Shimon that you b'chal don't need Mucha? And that's what seems Rabbi Kivega's Anacha is. You don't need Mucha Mavidayim according to Reb Shimon, because he doesn't hold the Migdash Sayyid Ben Ashmashes. That means you don't need Mucha Mavidayim. Navas is an Ayadin. When it's Muksa, when you Maksadaitai, then it's Aser. But it's only Kolzman, you Maksadaitai. The Regi, you take off the Aksah. It's no longer maksadaita, it will be mutter. But you could say another svara. You could say even if Shimon holds, you need mucha mibaydan. That's what we spoke from the Afik Ayam. Now, if Shimon holds that the fact that you're anticipating possibly using it, that gufa makes it mucha mibaydan. So that's by anything else where the muks is machmas isser, or muks is stam, like Tanagolos and Menesagadal Beitzim, where there you anticipate possibly using it. So it's not muks, it's called mucha. Well, let's say you can't use it now, but it's Yeshiva Mitzapa to use it. That's also called Mukhan. But Muksa Maksa Sarin Kis, Taisus holds, that's a Haksah where you're not Mechen. You don't want to be Mechen it. You have something against using it. So because of that, you're not anticipating using it. So even if on Shabbos it becomes Ice Muksa, it doesn't matter. It's not Mukhan. So even Yeshiv and Mitzapa won't help for Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss. Taisa says as far, if something broke on Shabbos, it probably wasn't too strong to begin with, it's Yeshiv and Mitzapa. But that's only when it's not Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss. Parshat Shana and Taisa says like this, the Reish of Eimavak and Eitzim and Akaris means Savash al Kairis. It means a pile of lumber, it's construction material, nobody touches it. It's Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss. The Sefer of Leim and Akaris and Ishbra, it's not a Savash al Kairis. It's not construction material that you need. You have a beam, which is taking its place in a house or on your porch or whatever it is. Not too sturdy, because it broke, it wasn't too sturdy. It's not Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss. It's something that you feel, okay, right now I need it for a beam, but if it ever breaks, then I'll use it for firewood. But Rabbi Kveg is naming on that even if Reb Shim would hold a Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss, that's only Kol's man, it's still Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss. But it doesn't have to be Mucha Mi Beid Yayim. So if ever it breaks, or if ever you decided you're not using it for Sarin Kiss anymore, so it's obviously no longer Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss. Elamai Migadis Katsai, Reb Shimon doesn't hold that way. But Taisus, and this halachai we pass in the Magen Avraham, stemming on this way, and other Achreinim, no. Reb Shimon also holds you need Muchan. Reb Shimon holds that you're not, like Rashi's Lashon, you're constantly thinking, maybe I could use it. But that's by regular things. But anytime it's Muxa Machsa Sarin Kiss, then you decide not to think about it, you don't want to use it, you're afraid of the chasarin kiss, and memela there is no achana, and memela even of Shimon's meida. And now let's go right them. Let's discuss the next sugya, Rabbis pshat. Rabbis says, "La ilam b'tayin agel shemedes la'achila, u'biyantiv shechal achashamis eskinim shem achana." U'kasav v'rabba kol beitzad misyal de'idna me'esem agarmala. We're talking about tayin agel shemedes la'achila. It's not muksa. So what's the problem? It's yantiv after Shabbos mishem achana, and like the chiddush Rashi says, it means. Not that specifically under Shabbos, but the Issa comes from the case of Yontif after Shabbos, like we'll see. Yontif Ba'alma is Gzeri Mishim, Yontif after Shabbos, Shabbos Ba'alma is Gzeri Mishim, Shabbos after Yontif. And any time an egg is laid today, it means it was already finished yesterday. And Rabbi says, V'hoi b'yay v'shishi v'hechinu, chol mechel l'shabbos, chol mechel l'yontif, ein yontif mechel l'shabbos, ein shabbos mechina l'yontif. So Rashi says, Aloshin, the Yalef Mehocha the Muksa da Eraisa, that the Isser is Muksa da Eraisa. That's your limb for Ve'echinu. And Rashi says, Aloshin, Akshvarechmanel Suda Shamish is menemi b'id yoim u'b'choil. The Torah says, Suda Shamish is chashiv, you have to prepare them from a day before, and also from the weekdays. And Yantiv is also called Shabbos. So a Suda needs Hazmana, and Hazmana is b'choil. But Suda Schal is not chashiv, and doesn't pass the Zmana. And therefore, if the egg was laid on Sunday, the day after Shabbos, you don't have a problem because it was Nigmar on Shabbos, because there's no problem if you have something on the weekdays if it's Nigmar on Shabbos. Kipshuta is Rashi is Mashma, that the Isser of Rabba, of Echinu, is you can't have anything on Shabbos and Yontif which lacks Hachana. Everything has to be Mucham beforehand. Beish Nol the Yontif is not Muchan beforehand, and the male is in the Reisa, even by a Tanagalos and Menes Lachila. So the Rashi was bothered that Rabba was Chayz the Dele Maskana, and also he's bothered that why did we have to say it was Me'esmal Garma? If it's today's Garma, it's even worse. If Vaita wasn't Muchan Me'esmal. The point of Rabba is it has to be Muchan Me'esmal, besides that Rabba was Chayz the Dele, but why do we have to make a point that it was Garma Me'esmal? And if it wasn't Garma Me'esmal, if it's Garma Ayyam, it's even worse. And also, why does the Gemara assuming Shabbos Baal Matishri, Yontif Baal Matishri, why should it be Mutter? This egg wasn't Nigma, wasn't laid yet, so it wasn't Muchan. So the Shita Mekavetzis answers all these questions. He says that Rabbi wasn't Chayzer, he was only Chayzer about the Pshat that he said, not about the Din. And about the Din of Me'esmal Garmala, he says the Gemara is telling you a fact. It wasn't Garmala today, so what's the problem? The problem is, that it was Garma yesterday, and then it would only be a problem if it's Yontif after Shabbos, or Shabbos after Yontif. And that's good for why Yontif and Shabbos is Mutter. See, Rashi holds that the laying of the egg is not called Ahachana. The fact that the egg had to be laid, that's not called Ahachana. The egg's not missing Ahachana, particularly it's in the time of Gerol Semedes La'achila. But if the egg is not finished yet, it's not Ba'olam, that's called missing Ahachana. So if the egg wouldn't be finished until today, we'd understand why it's mutter. Of course it would be asr, according, I mean, understand why it's asr. Of course it would be asr according to Rashi. It wasn't mucha me'esmal. But the problem is, eggs, particularly in the Tarnagelis me'esachil, is considered mucha me'esmal. It was a complete egg inside the Tarnagelis me'esmal. So Zakti Gemara, you're right. But it wasn't muchan 2 days ago. So Yantav Acha Shabbos, it wasn't muchan. Because it wasn't muchan mibayayim shal chayil. But the problem is it's missing a hachana mibayayim shal chayil. That's what Mary says, a Yantav Balma Tishri, because it was muchan me'esmal. It was muchan in the yayim shal chayil. Even though it wasn't laid, but it was already complete in the chicken. But the Rashba, and Taisus also sounds like he's saying that way, he sounds like even saying that way in Rashi, says it's not the point. It doesn't have to be muchan me'esmal. Shabbos is mechina la'atzma. Yontif is mechin la'atzmai. The problem is, it's a zilzul in Yontif to have Yontif be the catalyst for a food that you're eating on Shabbos. Yontif can't be a place where you're mechin the food for Shabbos. Shabbos can't be a place where you're mechin the food for Yontif. And the Rashba says, the other Maram hold, no, it's only you can't do a malacha on Yontif for Shabbos. But Rabba holds, it's even achana de memela. That's also called the achana. Now, according to that, and this is what Taisus reads, so what's the pshat that you can eat an egg that's laid on Sunday or the day after Yom Tov? Why don't you say, "Ein Yom Tov, if Yom Tov can't even make on the Shabbos, kosh can't make on the chayil." According to Rashi, even though Rashi discusses this kasha, but lechayil it's not shven. Could be that's what sounds like Rashi's saying, because there's a din in Shabbos that has to be mucha mibayim. There's no din lechayil that's mucha mibayim. But according to the Rashba, and the way Taisus seems to be learning, that the problem is that Yontif can't be the hachana for Shabbos, so what's the pshat that Yontif could be hachana for chayil? And that the teretz is, because Suda's chayil doesn't have a chashivas, so male, it's not called as it was making anything. A chana for a Suda Shabbos, that's a chashivas. Yontif can't be the hachana for a Suda Shabbos. A chana for a Suda's Yontif, that's a chashivas. Shabbos can't be a chana for a Suda's Yontif. But a chana for a Suda's chayil, that's not a chashivas, it's not called a chana b'chlal. Is an interesting Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam. Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam says that V'hoyim B'yoy Mashini Shishi Ve'echinu really means Malacha, but they asked Hachana, which came naturally, B'nerabanan. If it's a Malacha, it's Asa Midiraisa, L'Deve Hakol, and the Machalais B'Shai Mesil is Hachana that comes naturally, Asa Midirabanan. Problem is the Gemara Naf Gimel Mabez is Mavur according to Rabbits and Issa Deraisa. The Bialacha at the beginning of Simon Shin Chavez already asks his kasha. There's a beer in the Ram Shif, if you look in the Ram Shif on Daf Gimel, Eis Nun, that wants to learn the Maskana there that Rab would hold its Asim in Rabbanah. That's what it says in Pirish Mishnais. Balakapanim, these are the two Mahalchim. Is Vahayi Be'a Meshishi Vechinu, Rashi's Mahalch is that it needs Hachanami Be'edyayim, if not, there's an Issa Deraisa of Muksa. And the Rashba's Mahalch and Taisus is Mashmanis Mahalch, that no, it doesn't need Hachanami Be'edyayim. There's a problem if the Yontif is Mechen for Shabbos. But if the Yontif is Mechen for itself, that's fine. The Shabbos is Mechen for itself, that's fine. The Yontif can't be Mechen for Shabbos, the Shabbos can't be Mechen for Yontif. It still can be Mechen L'Chol because Suda's Chol is not considered Achana. Now, as an interesting thesis, the Master of Ahayu B'yayim HaShishi, then he asked the following question. If the Chana is there, I say how you'll allowed to cook and bake from Yontif to Shabbos. Are you going to say Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is the Rabbanan. Hachan is their Isa, right? That's what we name on. That's the Gemara in the Gemara base. The Rabbah is their Isa. So Taisa says, I'll tell you a Teretz. Rabbah is the Tameh. Rabbah goes to Shitasa. He owes of Hoyel vi Mikli Archin Chazilei. There's a Gemara in Sachim. The Rabbah says, when you eat from a Yantav of Hoyel, you're not like it because it's considered like you cooked for Yantav. Hoyel Mikli Archin. So Memela, you have that story why you could cook from Yantav to Yontif to Shabbos. And he says, Afil l'didon, which Pashtus he means. Even we don't hold the Hayil, which is interesting. That Taisus paskins that we don't hold like Hayil. But that's what Taisus says. It's also good. Of course, why? Because he says, Kol davar afim mevushal l'shayach ba'achana, sheinu mechusur aktikim ba'alma, the mikar of v'chazilei. A cooked or baked thing, it doesn't pass the achana. Because it's just missing some fixing. It's already existing. It's there. A beitz is a davar chadash. La'isa ba'ayil v'isha klal mikar. There you have hachana. So Taisus says two terutz in why you let a cook from Yontif to Chol. What happened to this isser of hachana mi Yontif for Shabbos? And why you cook from Yontif Shabbos? One terutz is hayil mikle archim. And if you don't know the Vayil, you have another Teretz, doesn't pass the Chana because it's Ba'ilam, it just needs taken Be'alma. Now the Magen Avraham, Simen Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sifkat Aleph, writes that on Taisus, it's Varv Tumun. He writes, it's a Pella what Taisus is saying. And also he says, it doesn't shtim with the Gemara Msachem. What does he mean? There's the Gemara Msachem, it seems to be asking the same Kasha Taisus asks. The Gemara, on that machlaik is a Rav Chistin Rabbi, if we hold of Hayel. Rabbi says, Aivim Yantav Chalz ain't a leika, because Hayel Mikle Archim. Rav Chista doesn't hold of Hayel. So Rabbi asked the question to Rav Chista, according to you, how are you allowed to bake from Yantav to Shabbos? Rav Chista said, Eivtav Shilin. Rabbi says, Mishum, Eivtav Shilin, Shunis Adar Aisa. So what did Rav Chista answer? You told him the following thing. Midar Aisa, Tzarche Shabbos and Asim B'Yantav. Midar Aisa, really, you could do Tzarche Shabbos and Yantav. And therefore, the Rabbanu wa matur adei erev. Which the Chayim means like this. Yantav v'chayil, that's cooking from Yantav, not l'tzarech Yantav, that's an Issa deraisa. Just Rabbi says, if you have chayil and mikla archim, it's considered you're cooking for Yantav. But cooking for chayil, if it's clearly for chayil, that's an Issa deraisa. Now, cooking from Yantav to Shabbos, according to Rabbi, that would be the same thing as cooking for Yantav to chayil, just you'd have a heter of chayil. But according to Rav Chista, cooking for Yantav to Shabbos, it's Kedusha Achas, it's considered like cooking for Yom Tov. So Kumtais, Taisus asked the Kasha that the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to, from Shabbos, Yom Tov to Shabbos? And answers one of the Turetzim of the Gemara Fahil, and then says the Teretz, we have two problems. First of all, what's Pshat in this Teretz? It not, doesn't pass the Chana on something that's cooked or baked? What do you mean? It's a Malacha of cooking and baking. That's the first Kasha. Second Kasha, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara says that it's a problem. The Gemara just says, either you have oil, we have another teretz called Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim Yantiv. What's this teretz that it's Einim Chusya L'tikim Ba'alma? What's he talking about? The Maram also seems to be bothered by this Kasha. I'm not sure what he means to answer. But other Achreinim, among them the Chsam Sefer on the Magen Avraham, and other Achreinim there on the Magen Avraham, say Taisus means something very simple. Taisus and the Gemara is talking about two completely different things. The Gemara is talking about an Issa called Malacha. Maimates Malachas. You're allowed to do malacha l'tzarech echel nefesh and yantif, but not l'tzarech chayil. The question is, how are you allowed to do malacha l'tzarech Shabbos? Two turets in the Gemara gives. According to Rabbi, because anyway, midirais, it's mutter al tzayil, and therefore the Rabbanan said it's mutter because eftiv shilin, and Avchista doesn't hold the chayil. So Avchista holds a new thing called tzarech Shabbos nasim yantif. Malachas echel nefesh doesn't only mean echel nefesh of yantif. Echel nefesh of Shabbos also is malachas echel nefesh. But that's discussing the issa called malacha. Rabbi, he has a new Isser. It's called Achana. Ein Yantif Mechen L'Shabbos. So fine, we don't have an Isser Malacha. But by Beish and Olda, on Shabbos after Yantif, or Yantif after Shabbos, has nothing to do with Malacha. But anything that's prepared on Yantif can't be used on Shabbos. So you make your challenge on Yantif, hey, let's eat it on Shabbos. Emphatis is a Chiddush. Hayil works for that too. It's not only for Malacha that it's considered to be that you prepared the challenge for Yantav because if Archim would came, you give them the challenge on Yantav. It's more than that. The Hachon is Hachon for Yantav. This is Taisus Shitasai. There's no problem of Einem Mucha before. The problem is Yantav can't be Mechon the Shabbos. Yantav can be Mechon for itself. Once Yantav's Mechon for itself, then you could be Nenefun on Shabbos as well. So if you hold of Hayel, I didn't make this for Shabbos. I made this for Yantav. Hayel Mikle Archim. So that's a Hetta for Hachonah also. That's a Chiddush. But what about if you don't hold the Vayil? And Rabbi, because good, Rabbi L'shitasi, Rabbi holds the Vayil, and therefore it's not called Yantav being Mechon L'Shabbos, Yantav was Mechon for itself, and Grada, the Archim never came, it happened to be, it ended up being left over for Shabbos, but it's not a Achana for Shabbos. By the Beitza, you couldn't use the Beitza until it was laid, so it's clearly a Achana of Yantav to Shabbos, but by the food, you can eat the food then already. Ha'al Mikle Archim, it's called Yantav Mechon L'Atzmai. Alright, what about if you know all the Vayil? So you don't have the Teretz of Tzarech HaShabbos Nasim Yantav. That works for Malacha. But for Achana, we don't say that. Otherwise, you don't have Rabbah altogether. So Taisus says, no. The Pshat is, cooking is not Achana Bechlal. The chalm, the potatoes, everything, there's all there before. It just was missing, it was raw, and now it's cooked. That's not called Achana. Achana means when something comes Yesh Me'ayin, an egg that didn't exist, and existed, that's called Achana. But a food which existed, it just wasn't ready to eat, that's b'chol not called achana. So the Gemara there was discussing malacha. Of course it's called the malacha. Malacha have a teretz. The Gemara says the teretz of hayel for malacha. And the Gemara says the teretz for malacha of tzarech HaShabbos Nasim Yantav. But Teres is talking about Hachana. Hachana, there's no Teres of Sarek HaShabbos Nasim Yadiv. Right? We have an Isra of Hachana. But Hachana, Teres says, Hail is also a Teres, for Hachana as well. And then Teres says another Teres, that even if you don't know the Hail, the Pshat is Bechlal not called Hachana, if the thing was Ba'ilam and just needs a Tikkun, Hachana is only when it's not Ba'ilam Klal.